Self-love is meant to preserve your soul and your dignity, not make you a selfish person. Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to Not Your Average WCW. I am your host, Elspeth Chimeta, aka Lady E. Well, I'll be honest. I think I'm stuck in a rut. I'm not really inspired to write my blogs. I'm not inspired to be running a certain passion project. I'm actually sabotaging it. I think those who know, they know, and they can see it. I'm no longer passionate about it. I've just come to a place where I'm realizing that I'm really not fulfilled. Happiness is fleeting. I believe in joy, having joy. So the thing about the word joy, about the concept of joy or joy itself, joy means that you still can wake up with a smile on your face. You can still move around the world, even though you know you've got problems, like you've got matata in your life, you know. You just still feel this. You're okay. So I always, whenever someone, when I'm, so I'm trying to use, I'm trying to change the way I speak, because you know, biblically, the Bible says, out of the abundance of mouth, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, right? So for me, I'm trying to unlearn negative self-talk, negative talk generally. Thank God for anyone who knows me with my child. I've never spoken ill, and I try by all means. I might once in a while go off the course, but I've never spoken horrible words to my child, and I think I'm very protective of my child, and there's certain energies. That's why I try to not make I try to avoid being her being around people who call their children names, these very negative words that, you know. I don't speak negative words. I might be angry, and sometimes there've been times when she says sorry, and I'm like, I don't want your sorry right now because I'm upset. Then later on, I just say, okay, I heard your apology, but I need you to learn how to apologize with meaning. And the reason I don't like repeating myself or continuously correcting you, I want you to learn from whatever mistake I correct you from. If you don't know, you say, Mom, can you please teach me and show me the way? But that's just me in general, even with other people. I don't like empty stories. For me, a story must come with a change behavior, because I also practice that. When I apologize to you, I also then accompany that with changed behavior. If you find me apologizing to you and I'm still the same person, there's something wrong, really wrong, or I'm not sincere, and I'm trying to maneuver through this world as a sincere human being. I know not all human beings are made the same, and not everyone's going to behave the way you behave, but how do I make the world a better place if I'm not the example? Because even I, who follows Christ was an example. You know, I who studies even other religions, you see that the leaders are always trying to set, they were always trying, the leaders, the prophets, you know, the deities, they're trying to follow, you know, set an example. But that's none of our business. It's not part of this discussion per se. But I'm disturbed. Disturbed by self-love and how it's destroying, particularly families, and I'm talking about marriage in terms of marriage, where, sadly to say, women are very selfish. Statistically, and facts are there. Women are more likely to file for divorce. I remember sharing that with someone, and I was saying to him, I told him that a woman can help build a man, like she can invest her time, her money, because I know of men who've had, or you know, partners and wives who actually helped them on a financial basis. And then, of course, they get rewarded with everything else. So I was like, yes, she can do everything and maintain her loyalty. But, and then he said to me, but a man can build a woman. I'm like, no. Sadly, we are in an age where women, we are self-serving. I'm not speaking on behalf of all of us, but I'm speaking as an experience, and an experiment. I don't know if I should say I'm an experiment. I've realized we are selfish. We're selfish lot. So someone set me down. A man I've got great respect from, and I respect for, and I always I tend to every once in a while ask for advice. And there's something I realized, that had I been married in my early 20s, I was just gonna ruin our marriage. The good thing was I was malleable, more malleable. I wasn't jaded or bitter, because this is now the stuff. Now I have to unpack the suitcases, therapy, counseling, spending a lot of time in the mountains praying, just to let go of the demons. I was malleable. So yes, it's always wise to get married in your early 20s, because you are naive, you have not much experience, you're malleable, so you can actually build and create the home, the relationship that I'm trying to run away from, idealize, because our ideas have been framed, unfortunately, by media and mainstream culture, something I'm not for. But if we're speaking, let's use myself, who grew up in a home until my parents passed away. But my parents were my first couple goals. And I'm not saying they were couple goals because they were perfect. I'm saying they were couple goals because they were functional. And you could hear from my father's tone, you could hear from what my father would say to us. My daddy used to discipline us if we disobeyed our mother. He'd be like, you kids, I'm punishing you, because first of all, you disobeyed, you were disobedient, then you disobeyed your mother. And but again, that's my wife. You disobeyed my wife. Oh, my father and his wife. Loud. I always say to myself, I keep saying, I even tell people, I need that grace to have a husband like my father, or similar to. There are things that I've learned about my father that to some extent I wouldn't want, certain traits I wouldn't want in my partner, in my husband. Only because I understand my parents' traumas. So you also don't want to repeat the same cycle of traumas. But for the good things, my father was a masculine man. He was a manly man. He was respected, and he was very traditional. Westernized to an extent, but he was traditional. So everybody knew their functionality in the family. Their function, actually, their function in the family. We knew our roles. If you didn't know, he was going to put you in check and make sure that you understood your roles. And honestly speaking, I have no problem with that setup. It was a very healthy setup. And thank God for us, our parents were expressive of love, because yes, I've noticed some of the couples I've seen in my life, the affection part is a challenge. So I really, because I'm an affectionate, I'm an emotional creature, and I'm affectionate. I really like to express my affection. One of my love languages is actually physical touch. So I really do want to express affection and love. So I hug, I kiss, I'm very expressive with touch. I like to hold hands. So My parents were expressive physically, like we would see my dad kiss my mom, they'll dance together, you know. So for me, that is beautiful. I have no problems with how I was raised, to the point where when they both went to be with the Lord, I really, really, really admire that. So yes, that is my first set of couple goals, and thankfully they had married friends. I think their best friends have taught me that in as much as marriage is not easy, but you'd rather do the hard parts with the person that you're with, you know, till death do you part. Because I learn a lot, and they really show that, you know, marriage is beautiful. It's not easy, and you will not always be happy. But our pastor always says that marriage is actually 91% conflict resolution and 9% happiness. So I just believe that you need to learn. It's actually, I think it's like your training school for emotional intelligence, to be mature, how to learn to be mature, how to learn to communicate, because this is a whole different human being from a different background, different. Although you're trying to align yourself with someone who has some similarities, especially in terms of values. So yeah, but yeah. But back to self-love and how it's destroying the family. I watched a certain celebrity who filed for divorce from her husband, and the interview she gave, I know there are a lot of women who felt empowered by what she said and whatnot. Yeah, no, that's okay, that's for you. But personally, because yes, I have a point of view, and this is my point of view as always, I really don't like the I. The moment you decide to cleave to somebody's child, this is me speaking to the young ladies, to the ladies, to the single ladies, those who are part of the community. The minute you decide to cleave to somebody's son, you leave I. The moment you decide to carry a child to full term and give birth, you give up the I. I does not exist. I only exists in words that encompass us. You know, like the word decision. You have to be a decisive woman, not a confused person, not a headless chicken. I mentioned that in 7 Reasons Why Single is Your Bae. I'll put the link. I'll put the link to that blog below. Yes, you decisive. Yes, I should be in commitment. You know, you're committed to the family structure, you're committed to your husband, you're committed to your children, you're committed to the bigger picture and purpose of your family, you know. Yeah, I so understand where. So I just used 2 examples, but of words that have the word, the letter I. But I dies. And I just feel like, you know, we keep treating marriage like this thing that, you know, it's like it's something you tick off your bucket list. And I feel sad. There's a certain page that I don't like. Everybody knows it. I just like it keeps filling women's heads, because three quarters of the I best you believe it, three quarters of the people I know who've been on that page, half of that is three quarters. Are no longer married, or they're no longer together. This is a local page, and I'm just like, and everyone po it's the weddings, the roras, the you know, they're posted for the aesthetics, you know, with the squats and whatnot, you know, the suicide squad. I call them a suicide squad because you're literally three quarter of the time you've got vipers within that legion, that space, and not people who want you to win or who want to support you. You know, honestly, misery loves company. So the miserable people, the people who are unhappy, the people who are not getting what they want, they always want you to join them on the other side. So be wary. Again, always align yourself with and tether yourself to people, to what is aligned with the vision and the purpose. I've come to an understanding that what I've understood about myself and now, the here and now, when I get married, I'm part of a bigger purpose, and I for me, I'm going to be breaking cycles on my end. So my marriage is going to break certain cycles from my part of my family. I don't know what my purpose will be in his life, our marriage in his life and his side of his family. But I know that together we are definitely, you know, like, I love that song, the Fabulous and Neo song, You Make Me Better. I just love, I'm a movement by myself, but I'm a force when we're together. I'm good by myself, but you make me better. I see us better, whoever he is. Him that I've prayed for, him that I've written about, him whom I'm manifesting. I really, 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 really believe that we are going to do great things, for our family, for our lineage. And when I say our lineage is those who are to come, the next generations, we're going to do great things even for our nation. Actually, I see our continent, you know, we are part of a bigger picture. We're going to change or work towards a change, and I'm excited. I'm excited, I'll be honest. Yeah, so while I'm excited and waiting, I've realized that I need to continuously work on myself, to remove the things that don't align, to remove behaviors that don't align with who I want to be, with the wife I want to be, with the mother I want to be. I am a mother, but I could do better. Fortunately, my daughter is at an age where she can, to an extent, verbalize how I can be a better mother to her. And these conversations are important for me because I want a happy child. I want a happy, healthy child. The moment you realize that you want their happiness, oh, it's fulfilling. So this, I want to be happy. I'm not happy. So I say to myself, we should differentiate being fulfilled and being happy. So being happy, especially as a woman, it's selfish. Being fulfilled, it's a greater purpose. And I think you could be happy. Well, I like joy over happiness. They're similar, but they're not similar if you break them down. Joy, you know, the Bible doesn't even talk about happiness. It talks about joy. So there's something about that word you need to understand. And yeah. And joy, 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 joy. I have a plant called joie. Like, that's French for joy. Yeah. So it's a rose plant. Our petals are still green. So we're trying to see if we're going to succeed with joie. I had another plant called Allegra. Yes. Yes, I seek, I that is my thing, joy. So yeah, honestly speaking, Oh, wow. Anyway, Aluta, continue. Because I'm recording this in my bedroom. Yes. But any other sound is none of our business. Yeah, self-love. Back to self-love, because I need to make this short and sweet. Self-love is there to help you preserve your soul and your integrity. What that means is you are not projecting behaviors that demean your value as a person, as a woman. We all want to be high value. So my understanding of a high value woman has nothing to do with finances, but more of character. So I made a very poor choice earlier. I'd say that I'm saving my celibacy because that's all I have. I have nothing else in the SMV. So for my husband, but I failed my husband because my husband hasn't shown up. He's not yet here. So I realized that I didn't have enough self-love. That I thought I had self-love, but when the time of testing came, I failed. Now I'm going through the grieving process and healing, and like I have to grieve first before I heal. That's my understanding of myself. But as I am seeking counsel, I always, for me to I seek counsel from the men in my life. My uncle, my mentor, who's a man, my nephews, who I'm really close to, and my brothers. So I sit with them, and I think most of them have been like, why didn't you tell us before? Like the things that you needed, like now, just give us a heads up. It's not like we're going to be up in your business, but just give us a heads up so that we are helping you navigate because we understand you. So there is a certain level of self-love I still need to achieve. Where I am not, in as much as I want to get married, I'm not desperate. Desperate in the needy way, desperate in the very negative aspect of it. Where I'm not needy, where I'm not projecting lack. Because what I learned from this experience was like I was coming from a place of lack instead of abundance. And abundance doesn't mean I have so many. I don't know, there's this, I don't understand why there's this assumption that I have so many options. No. My thing is abundant. It's not about having so many guys in my DM or so many guys hollering. It's about actually finding the person who aligns, you know, who I'm in alignment with, who I have a connection with, and I have chemistry, you know. You know, there's the way I would, there's you know, the components of we speak the same language. They understand when I discuss issues of traveling, it's not foreign, it's not a foreign concept to them. When I'm discussing, when we can discuss current affairs, you know, it's not, it's someone, it's nothing foreign. I'm just saying little things that I actually value or enjoy. I really like my men intelligent, and I've always said it in my blogs that my father is the benchmark. My father was a very brilliant man. Loved travel, and we had the privilege of traveling. Well read, like he was book smart. He was good at reading people, and I guess that's why he was a diplomat. An understanding of diplomacy, you know, having decorum, you know. So for me, that's what I want for myself, and I also do my best to be like, for me it's actually Like what Creflo Dollar said in a preaching that I remember from years when I was a teenager, you know, what you're praying for should be the what you possess. So for me, I'm not for drama, so I really am not into acting telenovelas. I do read. I love reading. I listen. Now I listen to a lot of podcasts. I love watching YouTube videos where I'm learning, constantly learning. And I love learning even to learning things that I don't necessarily agree with. But there is something I've learned, you know, diplomats have a very interesting way of arguing or disagreeing, and that is a skill that all of us, especially people in especially mainstream culture, need to learn, because we've come to this point where we have this one, you know, this tunnel vision, this one track mind, where if you do not agree with me, you're a bad person. I remember Trevor Noah actually discussing it as well. You know, we need to learn how to sit down and listen to the other side. Don't listen to respond. Just listen. Okay, so this person doesn't lie, is leftist because listen to why they're left. This person is right, or this person's on the neutral, and just listen. And that's even how I used to write my arguments in my history papers, you know. So you just have to understand. No, and we were taught that no answer is wrong. It's just how best you can defend it. So, yeah. So, self-love. What I've learned is self-love is a place of abundance. Self-love means that you are healthy enough that you're not projecting your negativity, your insecurities onto the next person. Because when we project our maladies onto other people, we're destroying potential, we're destroying good relationships, we're destroying any potential of anything good. We're destroying, sometimes we're even destroying other people's souls and their spirits. We're destroying other people, you know. So imagine if I didn't speak to my child in abundance, and I was always speaking from lack. There are areas where I've spoken to my child out of lack, but and it's something I'm working on. Imagine how how my child is supposed to feel. The energy that you're giving out, what you're saying, you know. If I always I well, this is work that's been work in progress, but if I in my adulthood, I projected maladies onto my best friend, and my best friend and I have been friends since we were what? In grade school. Like since we were 10, we've been friends since we were 10. And then I have another friend who I've been friends with since high school, like since we were 15. And so they're still my friends. Mariah Carey once said, if you want to see a person's character, check if they still have any friends from their childhood. It says a lot. So the main thing was discussed, I think the idea was about loyalty. I still have the same hairdresser, the guy who does my hair, since 2014. So these are some of the relationships I've established that have been established in my life, like forever. But but it's because of abundance. It's because of coming from a place of abundance, coming from that energy of I speak to you with love, I'm your cheerleader, I'm supporting you, this is from me to you. But when we are together, we are like with my friends, it's a we, it's an us. With my child, it's a we, it's an us. With my sisters, it's a we, it's an us. And we have to move from abundance. Need to move from a place of abundance. So I believe that self-love should not be a selfish thing. Self-love should be about abundance. And abundance means that you are pouring into the next person. I've always been a firm believer that God is the source from above. God is pouring into us, and we are the vessels that are supposed to pour into other vessels. And it's a continuous pouring of from one vessel to another. And sometimes we get elevated. We become the waterfall. We become the fountains. So, the endless source is pouring, and we are now the fountains. It just depends on your purpose and where you're supposed to be in this life. So you're continuously pouring. I say to myself, I'm the vessel that will pour into a cup that's tilted right side up. That's why, as I've grown older, I move away from empty. I move not necessarily empty vessels per se. I move away from cups that are tilted upside down, because you will not receive in my fulfillment, not value. My fulfillment comes from pouring. I like to pour into projects. I like to pour into people's visions. I love to pour. Like, I literally love. And yes, you keep on hearing, I. Do you know how that sounds like when you're in a relationship? Do you know how that sounds like when you're a parent? Yeah. So, but the I here serves its purpose because we're discussing self-love. Let us take self-love as not a selfish thing. The moment you become a wife, the moment you become a mother, it's no longer about you. In our African culture, the moment you become a daughter-in-law, it's no longer about you. It's about us and the greater vision. Of course, we need to unlearn bad habits. We need to discuss and communicate areas of challenges so that we make the relationships better. We need to set boundaries as well sometimes. For me, especially with external forces, when I believe the nuclear family is your family. Everyone else's family, but the nuclear family, mom, dad, and the kids, that is your family, right? So the external is now your relatives, his relatives. How you guys are going to set boundaries, my friends, his friends, our friends. You need to also sometimes set boundaries, because yes, people can go overboard, people can get too comfortable. I guess my in-laws can be grateful that I mind my own business. But yes, in this season, I need to pour out, because I have some of my sisters in law who really, really, really do appreciate me. And like I'm not here to be in their business, but they always say, Tete, it would be nice to see you and talk to you. So I'm going to consciously, and intentionally reach out and pour into them as well. Because they're lovely. Oh, they're lovely. Like, lovely, lovely, lovely. I love them. So yeah. Self-love is about abundance. Abundance, so that you give out that abundance, not and you love without fear. You're pouring out to the rest of the world, and you're pouring out good vibes, positive energy. If you're a prayerful person, prayers, you're pouring out the prayers, pouring out generosity, you're cleaving out of abundance. You are tethering yourself out of abundance, not out of depletion. Yes, we do get exhausted, but that's why you need a support system that helps you to give you strength. And the best support for me, again, is just in the sources from above. That's the best source. There's a song by the late Oliver Mtukudzi. I used to say, "Help me, Lord, I'm feeling low." So for me, it's like Psalms 121. I look to the hills from whence comes to my healing. So the source from above. So that's for me. That's my way of rejuvenating so that I can pour. If I'm not feeling in that space, because sometimes, yes, I do get you get to that space of lack of faith. So I look to the closest people to me and I just say, I'm not okay. I'm out of energy. I'm out of my wit's end. And I always come back rejuvenated. I always come back rejuvenated because I want to pour. My purpose, my being here is greater than it being about me. Being a mom fulfills, and I can't wait to be a wife because I know that that's another area of fulfillment. For me, again, material things, the career, that's not fulfilling. It's an instant high, but it's not the fulfillment. So yeah, let's not destroy relationships and our marriages. And I'm starting with us who are not even in those households, in that institution, in that space, in that commitment. Let us not destroy the good thing because we are selfish. Enter this with selflessness, enter this with abundance. Become a parent out of abundance. Don't bring a child into this world if you're selfish, if it's about optics. I could care less if you don't post your pregnancy photo shoot. I could care less if you didn't post your Aurora day or even your wedding day. Although I like your wedding pictures because definitely I love to scope out your dress and your deco, but it's not what matters. What matters is what are you pouring out? Where is our self-love coming from? So it must come from a place of abundance. So let us be abundant. Yeah, that's all I have to say for today. P.S. Always write your own love story. Ciao, Lady E.